famed Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California, the Armed Forces Radio Service takes pleasure in presenting the fourth concert in the Silver Jubilee season of this world-renowned organization. The orchestra tonight will be under the baton of the Hollywood Bowl musical director, Mr. Leopold Stokowski. And our soloist is to be Kamala Wicks, the brilliant 17-year-old California violinist. Mr. Stokowski has programmed works by Dvorak, Glinka, Honegger, and Kabalevsky. And Miss Wicks has selected for her Hollywood Bowl debut the D minor violin concerto by Wieniawski and short works by Maurice Ravel and Fritz Kreisler. Miss Wicks' first musical training was with her father in Long Beach, California, and later she studied at the Juilliard School in New York with Louis Persinger, an early teacher of Yehudi Menuhin. She only recently returned to California from a tour of 10 eastern cities, including an appearance with the New York Philharmonic Symphony. Our concert opens with the overture to the opera Kolas Brunion by the contemporary Soviet composer Dmitri Kabalevsky, whose work is coming to be heard nearly as often in this country as that of his best-known Soviet colleague Shostakovich. An excellent example of Kabalevsky's musical style, the Kolas Brunion overture abounds in vigorous syncopated rhythms and is set forth in the composer's usual brilliant orchestration. This will be followed by the Largo from the Fifth or New World Symphony by Antonín Dvořák. Visiting the United States shortly before the turn of the century, Dvořák was so impressed with the music of the American Negro that he decided to develop this musical idiom in a symphonic work. The Largo from this symphony has come to be known and sung by American schoolchildren under the song titles Goin' Home or Massa Dear, and the entire work is one of the best loved in musical literature by audiences throughout the world. We are then to hear the colorful and rhythmically intriguing Hota Aragonese by the Russian composer Mikhail Glinka, with whom it is said the history of Russian music officially begins. He was the first to be fired with the ideal of composing Russian music, and he served as an inspiration and criterion for all later Russian nationalist composers, including Tchaikovsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, Mussorgsky, and the Russian composers of today. As we shall hear in the Hota Aragonese, Glinka's melodies are strikingly original in their design and filled with charm and emotional appeal. This will be followed by the Violin Concerto No. 2 in D minor by Henri Wieniawski, the major work of the evening, featuring our soloist Kamala Wicks. The first movement is rhapsodic in character, yet poetic and full of nostalgia. The second movement, a romance, displays a spontaneous lyricism. A tender beauty hovers over it delicately. And the third movement, based on gypsy airs, is brilliant with virtuoso effects. Mr. Stokowski has now come on stage and is taking his position before the orchestra. And in just a few seconds, our concert is to open with the overture to the opera Kolas Brunion by the contemporary Russian composer Dmitri Kabalevsky. Thank you. Just heard the colorful Hota Aragonesa by Glinka. Our soloist, Miss Kamala Wicks, is now taking her place before the orchestra. The audience is quieting down, and we are now to hear the Vinyovsky Violin Concerto in D minor.
Thank you.